The other day I told the story about my dad in Weaverville leading worship and preaching and the room being dead and a way to remedy that. And as I'm reading my notes this morning, one of the main points with that story is as a worship leader, we have got to inspire and encourage the congregation to express joy first in their worship. We've got to be a people that are celebrating the goodness of God. And if you're leading worship and you're having a struggle or it feels like it's dead or it's going down, remember that one key. We're made to express joy. We're made to be givers. We're made to express to celebrate His goodness first. And you know, there's a lot of teaching on set list. You know, we enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. There's all these like techniques and stuff. And part of it, you know, rules are made to be broken, but part of it is biblical. Part of it is true. You know, when we're thankful, it just take worship out of the equation. Music. When we wake up in the morning and you start telling God what you're thankful for, and you aside from what's going on in your life, okay, you could be having the worst life ever, but you start pointing at the things that you're thankful for. God, I'm so thankful for this. I'm thankful for this. You know, even the widow with the mite was thankful. What happens is your atmosphere around you will change. And that's what happens in a room of worshiping people when we come into a meeting and we encourage as a worship leader people to be thankful for God and celebrate His goodness through every season of life. I promise you, people are going to create their own atmosphere. You know, the worst thing we want to create as worship leaders is a room of people that are thermometers. The kind of people that come into the church and they take their little thermometer stick out and they go, it's about a 5 today. Because what happens as a worship leader is it puts all the pressure on you, and then what happens is that thing that says His yoke is easy, His burden is light, you know, we're carriers of the presence of the Lord, it starts to not feel that way. It starts to feel heavy, and it starts to feel like a burden, and it starts to feel like something that's not enjoyable. This thing that we're doing is supposed to be enjoyable.